Diabetes Breakthrough.
From the heartland and beyond, Kate Delaney broadcasting here on America Tonight. What a wicked, wicked, wild week it's been so far. And it just started. So can you imagine where we're going to end up? Some thought maybe this would be the week that we would know what the Supreme Court decided upon when it came or when it comes to health care. But it looks like that's not going to happen this week. It would have to happen probably next week, no later than the week after that, since the Supremes will head to warmer climates or wherever they're going to go as the term would be over. Where do you think this ends up? A lot of people on pins and needles, somebody trying to throw darts at a board and figure out what the Supreme Court will decide. Humana, United Health, Aetna are going to keep some of those health reforms. There are a lot of people talking about this. They're saying, look, we provide millions with coverage, and we're going to keep some of the protections in the health care overhaul regardless of what the Supreme Court decides. Now, they'll decide whether to strike down all or portions of the law. Obama's signature domestic policy, this is what he wanted from the very, very beginning. It was to be the person behind health care reform, whether he wanted his version of health care or not. United Health Group, the largest health insurer, is saying that they're going to preserve some of the provisions that are already in there. All are going to offer coverage for dependents up to age 26 under their parents' plans, and they're going to continue to offer preventive health care services without out-of-pocket costs, that kind of stuff, because they're going to try to say, look, we care about people's health, and we feel like we can keep control of rising health care costs, things that make sense. We're going to try to keep it. But will it stay in place? Will any of this law, all of this law, stay in place or not? Obamacare, or what it's originally called, Affordable Care Act, is the biggest overhaul to the $2.6 trillion, that's the estimate, health care system that we're mired in 50 years. The problem is none of us, when we talk about kids being on insurance, who's going to disagree with that? The problem is the individual health mandate, and the problem is what the companies will ultimately do. And the idea of fining people for not choosing to get health care for whatever reason, oh my, oh my. So will that stand or not? Because it's not even implemented yet at this point. We'll just have to wait and see. In the meantime, something else that's happening with the administration is more of the same with Eric Holder. Daryl Issa, the congressman from California, is not letting go fast and furious, saying, you know, this is ridiculous. All of these documents that we subpoenaed, we should have access to. What we don't have access to, why is it being blocked? And therefore, they're trying to hold Eric Holder, the attorney general, in contempt. There's going to be a vote on this, whether it goes beyond the House Oversight Committee for a full vote in the House. Boy, interesting, because it's very far and few in between the amount of times that we can count where this has happened, the whole contempt thing. In fact, it's only happened three other times in 30 years. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, was asked about it. And he says it's just typical politics as usual on the Hill.
Given the Justice Department's efforts to accommodate the committee investigation, I can only refer you to the Republican House Judiciary member who recently conceded that this investigation is, quote, politics.
All right, politics or not, guns were involved. Somebody had to know. I still think the breadcrumbs lead back in a circle to Eric Holder, because why not just release it? Who cares? Let them have all the paperwork. If there was nothing to hide, well, you know, a man who has nothing to hide is willing to show you his cards, and I don't think Eric Holder is willing to do that. Big shocking news on the day. I always talk about the buzz in your backyard and mine. People are talking about this, and it's the same thing. It's when you're in line at the grocery store, how much more is it costing? It's people who are talking about their taxes, about getting hit every direction for money. The Federal Reserve is saying that American families have the same net worth under this administration that they had 20 years ago when the first Bush was in the White House. 20 years ago. Meaning that nothing has changed in America. Nothing has been boosted. There is no big recovery. And the private sector must be struggling because is there a lack of good jobs? What gives? What is it that that's eating at people? And, of course, we know there are a myriad of things that have happened starting way back at the beginning of banks too big to fail in 2008, in the fall of 2008, and then we can go from there. But let me give you an example. They say we're not talking about filthy rich people. We're saying they found that the median wealth for families down 39% to 77,000 in 2010, down from 126,000 in 2007. That marks the point where half of the U.S. families had more and half had less. I mean, the recession officially kicked in, what, in 2007 and supposedly ended in June of 2009. Kind of a scary thing, I would say, when you look at these numbers. So what's being adjusted, because, you know, when you talk about adjusting for inflation, the Fed's report is saying that Americans aren't any better off than they were years before the start of the dot-com bubble, the housing bubble, 9/11, because 20 years, or the Iraqi war. And you know what it is? It's all the people who had IRAs. It's the housing sector, and they're seeing that the money's just not there. That's what it is. The median home equity, not to bog you down on a whole bunch of gruesome numbers, but think of where you're sitting right now, perhaps listening to me in America Tonight. Look around. You like your piece of the pie, right? But did you know that the median home equity has gone from $95,000 in 2007 to $55,000 in 2010, those years alone, that's 42 and change. That's 42% and change. That's not good. So the private sector cannot be doing fine if this is where we sit. With your IRA down 30%, how can you recover? How can you recover that money? The net worth of the average American is reduced. And the recovery hasn't happened. People are digging into deeper holes, future debt, and we're in future debt. You look at credit card balances, and they're 7% higher than in 2007. The median balance of credit card balances fell from $31,000 in 2007 to $2,600. Something like 16.1%, but that's because of lending. Oh, my. I promise this hour is not going to be all negative. In fact, we're going to have some fun with numbers. We Can Count coming up in the next couple of segments here on America Tonight. We're kicking the can down the road. You can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE. How's it hanging for the rest of you? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine Protection Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And ends, America. So here's the scoop. Imagine if your town, your suburb, your city, your rural area had a swear jar, a giant swear jar. Picture that, if you will. Would you be putting in a ton of dough? Whoops, a little F-bomb here. I thought I said shoot, but I said something else. Would that be a problem for you, or would you be surprised if you got nailed for it? Check this out. In Middleborough, Massachusetts, they voted to make people pay for swearing in public. I'm laughing because how do you enforce that? So the resident said, yep, we approved this proposal from the police chief, a $20 fine on public profanity. They say that the proposal was intended to censor private conversations, but to crack down on the loudmouths who are out there yelling things out in public parks and stuff. Whoops. I didn't mean to say that. $20. Got about 20,000 people there. It's known for a lot of things, actually, that Middleborough, but especially its location, I guess, but they're saying that this ordinance gives police discretion over whether to ticket someone they think is cursing, whether they violated the ban or not. I mean, how can you enforce that? That's like public speech, and public speech with profanity, you might not enjoy it, and it might be annoying, especially if someone's screeching at each other, but I think that could be challenged so easily. And it probably, you know, essentially it probably will be. And it's just, how are they going to enforce it? To try to pursue it would be interesting. It would be like, you know, these ticketing, it would also be like disorderly conduct, public drinking, you know, dumping snow on a roadway. Somebody said to me, imagine trying to pursue that. It's kind of the same thing. And trying to enforce it. What about the cops themselves? I hope they don't swear. I hope not. It's like the, I had to sign a contract one time that I wouldn't say the 7 dirty words. George Carlin did a famous sketch on it. And this was when I was at WFAN in New York. They, you know, you had a couple of things you had to sign, and one of them was there were certain words you just wouldn't use because they knew the FCC would fine them if they heard them on the air, if there was tape or they heard it live or whatever. So you had to agree not to use them. And I think for most people that was fine, but I think of people in towns that maybe wouldn't necessarily mean to do it, but something would slip out. But I think that's more, I think they're really gearing that toward teenagers screaming things out. They're trying to figure out a way, what can they do? So that certainly fits into odds and ends. Here's another one that fits into odds and ends. Remember the Love Boat? Did anybody watch the Love Boat? Yeah, sure you did. You were sitting there on TV, you were captivated by the Love Boat. It was in the 80s, 70s probably too. The Pacific Princess, which is the boat that was featured in that television show, is going to the scrapyard. They're breaking it up. I mean, chopping this baby up and selling it for scrap metal. I started thinking about this. When you demolish a ship like that and you're using the scrap, and it's pretty darn big, what can you get for that? I'm thinking, I don't know. They bought a demolition company bought it for about $3 million or so. It was built for $25 million. And the ship was originally New York to Bermuda cruises. That was the whole idea. And then it was sold to Princess Cruises in the 70s. And then it got its name, the Pacific Princess. And it was pretty tiny compared to what you see now. I mean, now it's like cities that are floating on the water. And you're just hoping that, you know, the generator doesn't go, or you don't get kidnapped, or you don't fall off the side, or you don't have one of those terrible things that are happening on cruises. But just 600 people is what the ship could hold. It looks giant. And it looks like a big boat without a doubt. But it's nothing compared to what they have now. Nothing. So the people who bought it and they're going to scrap it, they feel like that they can get, you know, who knows, maybe $7 million or so for the scraps. $7 million. That's not bad if you do the math on that. $3 million, what did I say? $3 million to snap it up, the demolition people? Because it was just sitting there in Genoa, Italy for about a year. And so now it's going to the scrapyard, and they have to pay to obviously break it up, but I'd say they're doing okay with what they probably will end up doing is doubling their money. Here's a good one for you. Also fits into odds and ends. Ever hear of somebody named Snooki? Probably have, right? Part of that Jersey Shore crew. So Snooki is pregnant, and she had some words of wisdom, I guess for other people, but really for her. Because, you know, she's one of those tanning creatures. Here's what she had to say about tanning while having a baby bump.
I'm actually embracing, you know, the paleness that's coming along with it. It's kind of a new look.
And she's not even that pale.
The fact that they even have a show and she gets $30,000 a speech is just so beyond me. Hey, I'm all about freedom of speech, and I'm all about to each his own, what you think is funny or comedy or even reality TV. But I think Snooki is a bad representative from the state of New Jersey. And since I'm from the other part of New Jersey, I feel compelled, Snookster, to put you in the dungeon. You can certainly get pale there. Matt, do the honors.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Ah! Yes, it's true. So sad. Not a big fan of Jersey Shore. I've never even watched an episode, but I've seen enough to know, not for me. Not at all. On the other hand, I'll tell you what, you got to give an attaboy to the people who are fighting these out-of-control fires. Actually, now in 9 states, New Mexico got just slammed by this. But because they're so dry in New Mexico and Colorado and Wyoming and a bunch of other areas, you got state and federal crews that are hauling out trying to help the firefighters to do whatever they can to snuff out these terrible fires, like 60 square miles, they're saying, in northern Colorado. Even Canada helped us out. Canada loaned 2 aerial bombers to fight that fire, and you had another fighting crew that came in that because of 118 structures that went down. You got about 600 firemen, firefighters, who are battling 15 miles west of Fort Collins. It's that bad. It's a high priority. They're saying nationally they're trying to get any resource they can, and they're allowed to get any resource they need. That's what they've been told. The U.S. Forest Service is saying they're going to add more planes in the sky to the aerial firefighting fleet. They got at least another tanker from Alaska, 4 from Canada, 2 from California, because it's that awful. They got to figure out a way to put this out, or who knows how many areas are going to be blackened by this. It's that dire. And even Colorado Senator Mark Udall urged the president to sign legislation that would allow the Forest Service to get at least 7 large tankers to add to the 13, including the 2 on loan from Canada, because the aerial fighting makes such a huge difference, how they're able to drop on acres and acres and acres, getting to it so much faster in some pretty dangerous areas. And you know, the fact that you've got 4,000 altogether nationally personnel and 100 fires nationwide and 9 states that you're talking about, boy, they can't be buried in red tape. They got to get people moving as fast as possible because of the changes, too, in where the fire is blowing from one direction to the other. They got to evacuate the people as fast as they can get them out of there. And in New Mexico, luckily they got a lot of that air support that's starting to help, because they had tens of thousands of acres and hundreds of people that have had to leave their homes in the southern area of that state. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, We Can Count.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Topping this version of We Can Count, Glenn Beck. What do you think Glenn Beck is worth? Well, let's forget what he's worth. He's going to be on radio for a long time. He gets a five-year deal, 5 years more, for $100 million with Clear Channel's Premier Networks. The deal doubles the size of his previous deal that he signed back in 2007, and the syndicator says it's a vote of confidence for the program because he normally has about 10 million listeners. He's carried on more than 400 stations. The Glenn Beck program launched in 2002, and of course he's got multiple formats where he's peddling a lot of his brand, a lot of the Beck brand, and it has really worked well for him. In fact, he's got subscription-based internet-only network GBTV. The Wall Street Journal says that that brings in at least $40 million in revenue, probably just in this year alone. So the $100 million from Premier is a drop in the bucket compared to the other stuff that he's doing. This is sad. An Illinois caseworker fabricated triplets so her boyfriend could get extra food stamps. They were sentenced to 30 days in jail. Ebony Martin, employed at the Illinois Department of Human Services, created a phony state file for her boyfriend, Keith Jones, She provided names, social security numbers of fake triplets so he could get government food assistance. In less than a year, Jones collected $21,000 in food benefits. The couple also sold some food stamps to friends and family members at half price. Oh, man. Pleading guilty to felony theft of government services, placed on probation for 3 years in addition to the jail sentence. She's got to pay $21,000 in restitution for the scam. And check this out. She should be fired. Technically, she will be fired. I can't imagine she won't. But she was placed on administrative leave from her spot and is expected to be fired because of what she did. How stupid is that? I don't get it. And the boyfriend is on the run somewhere. On the run, nowhere to be found, not wanting to do any jail time. So now it's going to be that much worse. This is another sad story, but it goes to the numbers. A Texas mom was killed after being run over by a 12-year-old daughter driving the family's SUV. And, you know, when you first hear that story, mistakenly is what happened here. So that's why it's just so awful. Stepped on the accelerator instead of the brake. The mother of six and her kids had parked their Suburban in the driveway of a house for sale in outside of Jacinto City in Texas. And after getting out of it, she decided it needed to be moved closer to the house. She told her daughter to get in the driver's seat. As the car edged forward, the mother told the girl to brake, but the 12-year-old hit the accelerator instead. She fell back onto the concrete and died at the scene. Wow, what a tragic accident that is. Oh, my. Get in the seat, and she didn't realize she didn't understand the car, and it went in the wrong direction. And the people are trying to rally around the kids, though, and certainly in it's just outside of Houston where I'm talking about. They're having already talking about fundraisers and other things that they can do. But, boy, that's can't bring the mother back. And certainly for the daughter, that's going to be a traumatic experience, to say the least. Boy, I hate to even put him in this category, and I hate to even mention his name, but I'll do it because it was a big story after all. Jerry Sandusky, you know his name. He is the former Penn State coach, assistant coach. He apparently tried to keep his acts quiet with gifts and trips. Here's what happened, and here's where the number is. The first witness testified that the retired coach molested him in the locker room, showers, and in hotels while trying to silence him with all kinds of things like trips to bowl games. The guy's now 28, and he's victim 4 in court filings. Says he left nothing to the imagination, pretty much. He told the jury about the abuse that he put up with for 5 years, starting when he was a teen in the late 1990s. And he said, I've denied it forever. And he said he could just not deny it any longer. Sandusky, you know this already, faces 52 counts that he sexually abused 10 boys over 15 years. Some say it could be even worse than that, but at least that's what he's being tried for anyway. And the already the testimony is what was expected you would hear about different things that he's done over the years to different people. And this is just the start of this trial. So it's just start. Who knows where it leads when it's all said and done. When you hear that somebody was submerged for 40 minutes, you got to think, wow, I hope that especially in the lake, I hope they're okay. There was a teenage girl that's in critical condition. She was pulled out of the water at Cedar Lake in Minneapolis. People on the beach called 911 when she jumped off a floating dock and never came up. She was in the water for about 10 minutes before help got there. The park police cleared the beach. They asked 50 adults to join hands and make a human chain. They walked into the water as far as they could go. They never found the girl. Divers eventually found her in 8 feet of water about 40 minutes after she had dove in. It was so how they think she was underwater for 40 to 45 minutes, and it didn't seem as though there was any signs of movement when she was pulled from the water, according to witnesses. But she's in critical condition now at this point. How scary for all the people that were there with her watching this happen, and then she doesn't come back up again. I saw the lake. It looked like there were a lot of white caps out there. Might have been a rough day, not sure, thinking that, you know, they were going to be okay. And unfortunately, she didn't. Fortunately, they found her, but unfortunately, it wasn't very timely. They tried to do whatever they could do. All right, so this one's a boy, an attaboy, to be sure. The Los Angeles Kings have won their first cup, the new hockey town. They're celebrating a cup. Game 6, people were decked out in black, purple, ear to ear, grinning. The Kings 6-1 win over the Devils in a Game 6, clinching the series at home. You got to love that. And they had scores of police in riot gear. They were worried about what would happen. There was even what they call a tactical alert that was called, knowing that the Kings were going to win this because they were so far ahead. But I haven't heard of any big problems out there, and it's huge for the Kings after decades of being in L.A. to finally to be able to call themselves, you know, Stanley Cup winners is tough because people have little dynasties that get a lock on the cup, and they were able to break that spell. Have you taken your family to Disney World or Universal? Well, check this out. At the end of May, Universal increased its price of a one-day, one-park ticket at the gate from $85 to $88. A week later, Disney raised its one-day, one-park price to $89. $1. So
sounds Universal, like the opposite of what should be happening.
Right. It should be cheaper. Why don't they go down?
It's like they're competing for the highest price.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
I don't understand that at all.
They say that the average 6% is the annual price increase over the past decade. I mean, a $100 ticket is right there already. $100 is a lot of. Imagine $100. You have two kids and yourself. That's $400 just to walk in the park. That's insane.
Sounds
would you?
Like,
I mean, here's a better question. Would you
going
spend
to the
$100?
Ballroom at McDonald's.
Yeah. I mean, would you spend $100?
Ball pit.
Would you spend $100 to take your kids? That's just one day. So you know if you're going to take your family there, you're going a couple days. You could drop $1,000 in the park just to get in.
Well,
that's crazy.
As a guy who doesn't have any kids yet, so I have no affection whatsoever towards them, they're not going right now.
Yeah, you're not going, kids.
Nope.
No. Well, by the time you have kids there, it's probably going to be $150. So
you got a second mortgage.
Yeah. I'm sorry, kids. Education or going to the parks. I mean, that's just insane. They say it's psychological, you know, of course, to keep it under $100, but that don't seem to be too far away from that. And then there's all kinds of crazy things. Once you get in the park, you have the fast lane passes.
Keep all the riffraff out of there.
The riffraff.
They're high-quality amusement parks.
So only the 1% will be able to go in.
Don't want to see everyday Joe Schmo going to these.
Rednecks need not come down here.
Gotta have
your money's
sleeves.
No good.
Gotta know your history, your culture. And instead of being so tall to ride a ride, you have to pass like an SAT or something.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And, you know, they got the Harry Potter stuff, and so they say that 17.1 million visitors in 2011, up 1%. This is of course, Universal. And Orlando is saying that 55.1 million visitors came last year. That's up 7.2% from the previous year's record, 51.4. So somebody's got the money to do this. Somebody is going to SeaWorld and Universal and Disney World. I mean, I guess you got to save for a while if you think about hotels and everything else that you have to have, meals once you get down there. Woo! Or else you got to come upon some very sweet deals. Packages. You have to have packages. It's the only way to do it. I'm telling you. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're checking the mail.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Tonight, as we make that final turn, a lot of you take up my invitation to express yourself, stealing the words from Madonna, in some interesting emails. It's always fun to check the mailbag. That's where we head right now.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. I have mail. All right, this one comes to us from Hyde, who says, "Hello, America Tonight. I've been listening to you for a long time. Like most people, really, talk shows, we don't call you. I have to say, I enjoy your offerings, Ms. Delaney. I will tell you that I don't always agree with them, but I do enjoy the way that you think. In fact, I've almost come to really expect certain things. And sometimes you'll throw that odd curveball in, like the unions. I was so surprised to hear you say that you were backing the governor of Wisconsin, who I think is a jerk for what he did to all those poor people in the public unions. Why should they have their collective bargaining agreement ripped to shreds, their powers basically cut in half, messing up their pensions and everything else? It's more of the rich get richer, don't you think? No, I'm going to say, Hyde, thanks for the kind words. Call the show. You don't have to be a stranger, 855-266-KATE. But I said that I was in a union, in a broadcast union, when I was in New York, and I thought that union was pretty good because of the people that I saw in broadcasting and what they went through and pretty much some of the guarantees that I didn't think were so over the top. However, what I've seen from other unions, and I don't know now what this union's like that I was in after when I was in New York, because you had to join the union. They told you that immediately when you went to work for the station. So it wasn't even an option. You had to join it. Here's the thing. The unions now at this point, there is a chart. It's like an org chart, Hyde. And at the top of the org chart in the unions, yeah, they're getting rich off of the dues, some of the people. I'm not saying all, but some, and they don't want to lose the power that they have. And the problem as well is the fact that these states are gone broke because of the pensions. They can't pay them. So what do? You can't get, you know, a blood from a turnip. How are you going to get that money from something that can't give you that money? What else is a state going to do that's flipped around? Just like in California, Governor Jerry Brown is making some of the similar choices. He's not talking about busting up unions, however. He gingerly is walking around that. But he is talking about public employees reducing hours. They've already done that, changing up all kinds of things because they can't afford it. They can't afford to pay it. That's the bottom line. So whether it's fair or not, unfortunately, for the people who came around 20 years too late, you know, the days of the gold watches and retiring, working for the same company, whoo, far and few between. There are some companies where that's possible, but there are many companies where that will never, ever happen. In fact, more people are entrepreneurs or involved in small businesses, and taking that leap might even be the best way for a lot of Americans because of the fact that you don't have the opportunities that you used to have, let's say, sometimes in corporate America, where you could start, you could move your way up the chain, make a great living, and then retire. And it depends, private versus public. We're seeing that the government gets bigger, bigger, bigger. The jobs are government jobs. The seven wealthiest suburbs in D.C. are flooded, not with these people who are happen to be doing well in corporate America or in the private sector, whatever. No, people who work for the government, because there's government agency after government agency after government agency. So that's the problem. You have to decide. And when you're the taxpayer and you're not in the unions and you've seen what's happening to your state, your city, whatever, then you're tired of it. You're tired of it. All right, speaking of being tired of it, I got this from Tank, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about bills the other day. You were talking, I think, about electricity and water bills. Boy, water bills are on the rise. Most water companies, I think, are starting to hit some of the cities, so they're passing it on to the people who they're billing, their residents. Have you noticed that at all? Interesting that you should say that, because if we were to look across America right now, and we can do that, of course, with our special infrared glasses, we can see in Burlington, Vermont, and at Ottumwa, Iowa, and Lexington, Kentucky, are you paying more for water? Is it a problem? Is it a problem between the taxes getting hiked up, the water bills being higher, who knows what your phone service is sort of like that necessary evil anymore for people, but what water companies, I guess, what's happening is that the infrastructure, there, some cities are saying this, pumps, equipment, treatment plants, all of that kind of stuff, they're not good. The infrastructure isn't good. It's breaking and they've got to fix it. So to fix it, they have to charge more money. And to charge more money is that they're placing it on the people. And it's not just so much the usage thing. It's trying to redo the pipes and all that other kind of stuff. So in the United States, what's the average bill? Well, it varies. I can't tell you because it varies from place to place. It depends. I mean, where you live, are you out in the country? Are you are you in the city? And what's the usage? The usage combined with how their system is set up, I guess, is the best way to say that. But yes, I have talked about bills before and what's happening to people, and water bills would certainly make the list. If the operating costs are rising for the people providing the water, they're definitely, definitely passing it on without a doubt. And so, sure, we're feeling the pinch, and I think everyone's feeling the pinch in all areas. Pick a bill, any bill, and I think you'll find someone that'll be able to tell you a sad story about it. Let's move on to this one. This comes to us from Doria, who says, you've been talking about Syria a bunch. You know, it's very, very sad to see what's going on with the people in Syria. This conflict keeps going on, going on, going on. How do you think this ultimately ends? Badly, a turnaround, or what do you think happens? Well, I had a crystal ball. Well, let's take that back. Dory, I'll tell you what. If somebody asked me where I thought Syria was going to be a year from now, I'd say in a really world of hurt. Because you've got the Syrian leader, Bashar al-Assad, who has been bloody beyond belief in the last couple of weeks, and then saying that they're not the reason that one of the massacres happened a couple of weeks ago where over 108 people were killed. Then you don't know who's coming in with the 8,000, 9,000 people dead in just a couple of years. I think Assad is a butcher, and I think the situation in Syria is awful. But I also believe that this deterioration in the Middle East is concerning. However, we can't get involved in every single spot on the board. It's not happening. We can't do it. We don't have the resources to invest. And, of course, Syria, sorry to say, doesn't have oil. So there's not a big push to try to do whatever you can to save Syria. Kind of hard to believe in one way, but just the cold, hard truth in another.